Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. The Seattle Times reports that the names and other basic information about donors to Referendum 71, that effort to repeal an expanded domestic partnership law that would give registered same-sex partners in Washington state benefits comparable to marriage, are not exempt from public disclosure, according to a decision by the State Public Disclosure Commission. Project Marriage Washington, which supports that referendum, which will put the domestic partnership law to a public vote in November, had asked the commission to redact and seal the names, addresses, and occupations of donors, which were already made public as required by law. The commission said that Project Marriage Washington failed to show that donors had received threats against their lives or property because of the disclosure. Supporters of R71 submitted 137,689 signatures seeking to place the measure on the ballot. At least 120,577 valid signatures were needed. And the press of Atlantic City offers a revealing look into the dynamics of the ground war building around marriage equality on the other side of the country in New Jersey, where volunteers calling themselves Marriage Minutemen are fighting prospective same-sex marriage legislation through church-based volunteer activities aligned with anti-gay advocacy organizations. New Jersey legislators are widely expected to consider a same-sex marriage bill in a lame duck session after the November gubernatorial election and before the January swearing-in ceremony. In advance of the likely vote, the Marriage Minutemen have built a significant presence at the Chestnut Assembly of God, a Pentecostal church in Vineland in the southern part of the state. The church is led by the Reverend Ralph Snook and his wife Marilyn, who believe that gay people can be cured. Chestnut Assembly of God was instrumental in asking the Vineland City Council to pass a resolution against same-sex marriage in 2008, following the city of Elizabeth in northern New Jersey. The church works closely with the New Jersey Family Policy Council, a group that opposes marriage equality and coined the term Marriage Minutemen. Some 10% of the state's 1,400 so-called Marriage Minutemen are believed to live and volunteer in Vineland. Their phone and letter writing campaign has not escaped marriage equality advocates who are devoting time, attention, and resources to the area. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.